Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Another one up there of a young lady by the pool looking over at Mike Zimmer and getting all hot.
Look at his headset.
There's a also a picture of Mike Zimmer from the Vikings head coach girlfriend who's like 38. And she's cute, man. She really is. Hi, Nick. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, looking forward to your Huskers this Friday. They don't have a quarterback this time.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Oh, well, got a built-in excuse.
All right.
Yeah, the the line shifted.
Did it.
What is it now?
Generally does when the quarterback's out.
Iowa's now favored.
Ah. Yeah.
Freshman going in, right?
Yeah. See a redshirt freshman, maybe?
I don't know.
But, hey, you can't have another quarterback ready to go. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm smelling at least moral victory.
I think they've already got that.
With a backup quarterback.
Well, like you're I told right. you guys yesterday, just playing now is a moral victory.
That's true. Showing up.
Right. Showing up and trying hard.
Right.
I mean, yeah. What more could you want?
If you play them close, you can definitely go away with the best 3-win team in the country.
Right, at the end of the season.
3-9 after your fourth season. I'm sure you guys looked forward to that, didn't you?
Well,
all right.
I think they hand out an award for that.
You're in the minority, though, Nick, it seems like, when I look at the social media. Everybody loves Scott Frost, man.
I don't understand it.
I know. Well, you said he knows where Mead is.
That's what it is.
3-9 says nothing if it doesn't say the plan is working.
Whatever year,
we'll catch them by surprise next year.
Yeah. Yeah, they honor the best 3-9 team.
Here's the problem, though.
College football.
We have a lot of dumbass Iowa fans listening to us. We're letting you guys off the hook either. And you cannot lose now.
That would be a bad
loss. Oh, you cannot lose now.
Yeah, you got to win.
You got to win. If you don't win now, Huskers fans are going to own your ass for a year.
The Hawkeyes
and you're
would
gonna
win
hate that.
The Big Ten West and make the Big Ten championship game with a win over Nebraska and a Wisconsin loss.
Who's Wisconsin plus
to Minnesota?
That's possible.
Help. They could.
That's very possible. So Iowa, yeah, it'd be great if Minnesota beats Wisconsin and Iowa S's a bet against the Huskers that did the day before.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
and then, you know, everybody, no matter what, whoever wins that side just goes and gets pasted by Ohio State.
Yeah, I was.
Totally pasted.
Yeah,
that's just another loss.
We're talking about this like it matters who wins the West.
Right.
You're just going to go get your ass handed to you by Ohio State and Indianapolis.
It's another loss, right? You get extra practice, so.
I was looking forward to this college football season, too, because
I had to work
third Saturday or whatever. I'll be able to watch the games. I'll have to, like, you know, listen to them at work.
Now, if Wisconsin loses and Iowa loses, is it still Wisconsin or is it Minnesota? Or is it Iowa?
Well, it's whoever. I don't know who Wisconsin is battling for the top.
Well, obviously, Iowa.
Like at least Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, it could be someone else.
I mean, is it Minnesota? They still in the hunt. That's all I want to know. Yeah. Somebody knows, and somebody cares. Because it's just winning the West. And like you said, Ohio State is going to pounce, just destroy you.
That's one of those things. If if Nebraska's not in the running for that, I'm like, yeah, somebody's going to win it.
Right.
I don't really.
Right. Nah. Wisconsin, Iowa, Purdue, and then Minnesota.
I forgot about Purdue's on that side.
Minnesota are both 5-3 in the conference.
How do they do that? It's got to be hard to recruit to Purdue.
They do really well there.
Are they in the running?
Yeah. So Purdue and Minnesota win, and Iowa and Wisconsin lose, they're all 6-3 in the conference. Do you go to your overall record then?
Head-to-head probably first, but even then it's 4-4.
Yeah, I don't know the tiebreaker situation.
I don't think there's ever an overall record, Todd, because you play crappy teams, you know. We'll break that down in our sports segment on the podcast Tuesday afternoon.
On the breakdown.
That's today.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that today.
No, not today.
Next Tuesday.
All right.
Or last Tuesday.
Some Tuesday.
Just Google Nobody Cares Who Wins the West.com.
The new rankings come out today?
I guess.
Whatever.
Yeah. And it'll be
just Google. Georgia and Alabama, Ohio State, and
Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati, yeah. They're going to be
Oregon's
here now.
Out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they asked the bid too.
They got their ass kicked. Right.
That new Utah logo is stupid.
What was the logo?
With the two U's.
Oh, is it?
It's like University of Utah. It's like a U and then like a U.
Oh, I missed it.
It's kind of like the Baylor logo, but they're both U's.
Was it the old school?
Used to have like the U with like the in a circle with like a feather hanging off of it.
Yeah.
I was confused by their uniforms this week. They were dressed up like battleships.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was the USS... Utah. Salt Lake City.
Oh, was it? Okay. I missed that. Yeah, I for a little bit. I wasn't paying attention.
Their jersey said USS Salt Lake City across the front.
Are they pressured to take the feathers off the logo? It is kind of a salute to the Ute tribe.
That must be what it is. I didn't see anything about that.
Like all Chief fans do the whole national game. Yeah, that's a great look for you guys. All right, yeah, Google that. Whoever, nobody cares who wins the West.com. We'll be there today sometime or tomorrow.
I mean, the state's named Utah because of the tribe.
Right. I don't think anybody's ever bitched about that.
I don't think so either.
But they do the tomahawk chop, though?
No, they don't make any.
See, that's the key.
They don't do any stereotypical Native American stuff.
They do. That I'm aware of.
They do, yeah. I'm afraid to even do stuff here that's stereotypical because it sounds like I'm doing it. So I almost did something else.
Otherwise, right-wing politicians would be flocking to their games to make the offensive motion or noise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They'd be flying in.
Own the libs.
I'm surprised Trump's not hasn't been in Kansas City doing that. You know,
somebody out there likes him and is a Chief fan and can extend the invitation so he can say, oh, they really wanted me to come.
That's right.
Okay, he'll be there the same day I am.
What game are you going to?
A week from Sunday, the Broncos.
Okay, cool.
Which kind of pisses me off. It does. I don't like that the Broncos play football. But they're playing the Chiefs. It'll be good. Hopefully that goes the way I want it to.
Well, make sure you're spitting a Bronco fan while you're there.
No.
Yeah.
You have a standard.
I'm just hoping my youngest doesn't like mouth off to somebody.
I know.
You wouldn't be the one that has to throw hands.
No, you're right.
Just watch your dad get your ass kicked.
This your dad. I'm going to beat his ass down.
Yeah, but it'd be a great story for the kid dad. Remember that time I got my dad's ass kicked?
Right.
But yeah, I do.
I've never heard hate for a team described like that. I wish the Broncos weren't playing football.
Nick's about that. All the teams in his division, he didn't want to even play football.
Them especially the Broncos. Like if they just folded as a franchise, I wouldn't feel bad for the city. I would just
you do hate the Broncos.
It's a net win.
Right.
They're just done. Nobody has to watch them take the field again.
See, I wouldn't say that about the Packers.
It's funny because my buddy lives in Colorado and he's a Steeler fan, and I said to him, and he's not as hardcore. He's pretty hardcore, but I said, you're around a lot. He's been in Denver area, Boulder area for like 25 years. I said, you're dealing with Bronco fans. He goes, yeah, they're not the smartest fan base.
It sucks. Like if there's the weeks that the game that'll be broadcast here is like the Chargers Broncos.
Right.
I was like, well, this is disgusting. I don't want to watch this at all.
Those teams shouldn't be playing.
Right.
Neither of those teams.
Well, you should know something about a fan base when their chant at the stadium is first down. Yes, good. You made it past the sticks. Yeah, good job.
No, incomplete.
They yell that too.
Is that Denver?
Mile High. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's they're the
when a pass falls incomplete, they cheer that.
Yeah.
The whole crowd chants incomplete.
Really? We didn't know that.
Forgetting which stadium it is they do the first down. There's one of them.
You want to see Zimmer's hot girlfriend? That's on our Twitter and our Facebook. It's Todd's coach there. The Vikings got a hot girlfriend, really hot. Zimmer's 65, she's 38, and she's nice.
She's a year older than his oldest kid.
Exactly. Right. I think when he does his next press conference, if they lose, he goes, you know, I really don't care. I got a hot girlfriend. That's what he should say. I'm going to crawl in bed with that.
The plan is working.
Although the other side of that coin is he really wants to keep winning to keep the head coaching job with the Vikings.
Sure.
Because that way he keeps a hot Viking family.
I'm hoping she's serving as motivation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she loves him for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping she's telling him, you know.
He's Tommy Lee Hogg.
You got to be more aggressive here and on the field.
He's beeping the boat horn with that bear. Todd's the only one that really wants to imagine Zimmer naked. The rest of us don't. He's the Viking fan.
Sure.
I would be interested to know how big it is, but I don't want to see it.
I'm guessing of all of our coaches, the smallest dink would be your guy there, Handy Reid. Yeah, he's probably got a small one because he's got the big gut.
It's kind of buried.
Yeah,
he hasn't seen it since the 90s.
It's like when you push in on a balloon with your finger.
Yeah. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I think my coach might have you beat, too. Yeah.
That
you don't want to be stereotypical, but then you just did.
I just did. Sorry.
And he doesn't have a big doesn't have a big belly.
Don't want to be stereotypical.
But I'm about to.
That always ends
black
up
guys
well.
Never bitch right. about black guys never bitch about that stereotype.
Luke, no, they don't.
Luke will call here in a second. They never bitch.
Well, some of the most racist stuff I've heard is always followed by I'm not racist.
I know, right.
And then
Oh God! Did you hear that stupid? We're not really talking about this stuff because it's horrible. But the defense attorney, see what he said in that modern day lynching.
The
Aubrey trial.
Ahmaud Arbery trial.
You see what he said about his feet? Oh, it's just brutal.
Did that have anything to do with the case? The fact that he had dirty toenails.
Nope, long, dirty toenails.
Oh, so that you can get shot over there.
Exactly.
Oh.
Nothing to do with the case except for throwing the racial crap in
there. Was that
there.
The same guy that didn't want a bunch of black pastors coming into his courtroom?
Yeah.
Well, same side, at least.
Not inside. They're a bit of a distraction.
He wanted more bubbas, he said. More bubbas.
Right.
More bubbas, less black preachers.
White pastors.
That guy's a racist.
I'm pretty sure
that
white
guy's completely racist.
He didn't single them out.
No.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Federal contractors will be getting a pay increase next year. The Labor Department says their wage will be at least $15 an hour.
Good.
That pay amount in all new contracts starts January 30th.
Good
more
luck,
than
paying extra for your federal contracts now. Whatever that means.
More than 300,000 workers are expected to see a bump in pay.
Thanks, Brandon.
Well, that'll show him.
That'll show him.
Call him Brandon.
Yeah, give him more money.
And sports gamblers in Florida don't get to gamble today.
Is it yesterday or the day before?
Is it
Florida
today?
What's today?
No, there was a legal setback. A federal judge ruled that the state's gambling compact with the Seminole tribe is illegal. And mobile sports gambling is now suspended in the state.
That's dumb.
So you could do it on your phone yesterday.
But not today.
But you can't today. And you might be able to next week or tomorrow or next month or next year. But you can't right now.
Well, I'm reading the article in the paper today because Nebraska a year ago passed gambling. Not sports gambling, but regular gambling. And they're starting to put the committee together to decide how to do that now. Because, of course, you know, the people in Lincoln are against it.
They're just going
to
slow play
Rick
that.
Said, yeah.
Dragging your feet much?
Yep. Yep.
Good God.
Yeah, you can't give them something and then take it away because there's a racist term for that, which I always found amusing because it was the other way around. It was the white guy that took from the Indian all the time.
That's true.
Yeah. So that should be a white guy giver.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a white guy giver, especially when it comes to gambling.
Right.
Some people get addicted to that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's got to be some dude that's down after yesterday. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll get back tomorrow.
Right. I need to make it back. But I can.
I'm a judge.
And I'm sure it's impossible to find a bookie anywhere.
They voted it in, man.
In the state of Florida.
What's that matter?
You're right. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore.
What does that matter?
Right.
Yeah, what does it matter that the majority vote yes on something?
Right.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
And that's
I don't like what the majority votes, then they're wrong.
That's wrong.
And there are conservatives and liberals that both like gambling. So I realize the religious right sometimes doesn't like it, but come play bingo at our church. We'll make a lot of money off you that way.
That doesn't make a lot of sense because a lot of those people are like, you know, betting on heaven.
Oh, yeah. Get cremated, Craig. The story earlier that corpses get up and sit down, play cards and stuff.
It's very disturbing.
That was disturbing, man. I was getting cremated anyway, but now I'm for sure.
What were the corpses just like in a casket?
They're probably just laying there on a slab.
They're at a body
on a slab.
On a slab. Where they look at these things.
Yeah. They're taking photos of them every 30 minutes.
Sure.
And just seeing different movements.
And they twitch as they decay.
And they're looking over, smiling once in a while.
Yeah, winking.
Knowing the photo's coming.
That's so creepy.
Right. Yeah.
Giving you the thumbs up. You know, like they're wheeling a guy off the field. Give him the thumbs up.
That was a great. That would have been a great, like, you know, that's an old term, but some prank show right now. You know, first day at the body farm, you get to watch the bodies. All of a sudden, the guy looks over at you.
Right.
And then the guy just has a heart attack and dies.
Like, wins lunch.
Oh, that didn't work out well.
Last day at the body farm, too.
Submit that to the Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers, right. Those dudes.
Yeah, that's a little different than, you know, putting a clothespin on somebody at the grocery store.
That's pretty crazy, too.
Yeah.
And you got to be a special kind of person just to fill out the application to work at the body farm.
Exactly.
Vegetable oil prices are soaring.
Thanks,
it's leading
Brandon.
To restaurants hiking food prices and thieves reselling stolen oil. Restaurants are stocking up, piling cases of the oil in their basements, filtering it more often so it can be reused. Used cooking oil is collected and recycled to make diesel fuel, and the price of used oil has risen 80% in the last year.
Is that where the Willie Nelson biodiesel comes from?
Yeah, that sort of thing, to 66 cents a pound. Selling the used oil has become so lucrative that there's been an uptick in thieves breaking into dumpsters, stealing the fry oil and reselling it, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I've read. This is an issue.
Man, that is one of the most disgusting things you will ever see.
Oh, fry oil, yeah.
Is the dumpster where the old oil goes.
Yeah, you worked in a grocery store for
years,
right?
For 4 years, man, and that was the most nasty. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I went out to dump the oil in there, and there was a rat floating in the oil.
Oh, total vermin magnet.
Every time I think of these stories, I think we always talk about this because you can go watch it now. A Kentucky Fried movie where they put big suction cups on kids' zits to get oil. That whole commercial on Kentucky Fried movie. There's an oil shortage, so they're getting it out of kids' faces.
We used to do a lot of stuff at Hooters back in the day, and they had the big oil dumpster in the back where we usually parked.
Yep.
And some days when it was hot out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Middle of the summer, man, you get with like 15, 20 feet from that thing. You could smell it.
That's right.
And then something would be decaying inside it.
And now they're going to take it back inside and filter it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good for one more round of fries.
You're really hard up to steal something if you're stealing that.
Thanks, Brandon. All right. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.